from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State Tillerson holds bilateral talks in India. The United States pledged its commitment to deepening strategic ties with India as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Indian leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in New Delhi during a visit that highlighted their strong emerging alliance. Speaking at a news conference alongside Indian Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj, the subject of Afghanistan came up.
We acknowledge with gratitude India's generous contributions to development in Afghanistan, including construction of the Salma Dam and the Afghanistan Parliament Building, and the $3 billion it has provided already in development assistance.
He also talked about Iran.
We know there are strong feelings and values inside of Iran that we want to promote in terms of one day the Iranian people being able to retake control of their government. They live under this oppressive revolutionary regime, and we do not want to harm the Iranian people. Our fight is not with the Iranian people. Our disagreements are with the revolutionary regime.
Tillerson arrived in the capital city after stops in Kabul and Islamabad. In Kenya, the country's Supreme Court was unable to hear a petition to delay Thursday's presidential election rerun, citing a lack of a quorum. Now, Tuesday, as well as today, more sounds of political protest. Thousands of opposition leaders marched in Kisumu to election board offices. Opposition leader Raila Odinga is boycotting the vote, charging election officials are incapable of ensuring a free and fair vote. Late Tuesday, the bodyguard of the Deputy Chief Justice was shot and wounded. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on Wednesday praised Filipino soldiers for defeating pro-Islamic State militants in a five-month battle in a southern Philippine city without allegations of human rights violations.
Here's an army that had to go into a fight like that, and they had not one human rights allegation against them with any credibility, not one. And when you look at how bloody awful that fight was, that's really a statement about the Philippine military, that they could set a human rights condition in the midst of that awful fighting.
The Philippines on Monday announced the end of combat operations in Marawi City after troops killed 42 remaining militants, including some foreign fighters. More than 1,100 people, including 165 troops, died in that conflict. Russia used its veto in the UN Security Council Tuesday to block a resolution extending the mandate of the investigators probing chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
The United States deeply regrets that one member of this council vetoed this text, putting political considerations over the misery of Syrian civilians who have suffered and died from the use of chemical weapons.
The investigating team is expected to make a report Thursday that could identify those responsible for a deadly April 4th attack in the rebel-controlled town of Khan Sheikhoun in southern Idlib province. African tourism is picking up. That according to the global home-sharing service Airbnb, reaching more than 2 million bookings in the past year. But the hottest attraction is not found in particular sites and scenes, but experiences. The internet-based service is just one of several trying to compete for the African experience tourism market. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
African tourism is changing, say travel industry leaders, moving away from the traditional safaris and package tours and towards the intimate, indefinable, infinitely Instagrammable lure of experiences. Airbnb Global Policy Head Chris Lehane says the new lure is pre-organized experiences. In Nairobi, for example, guests can pay $65 to make a short film with a local director. In South Africa's well-traveled Western Cape, a traditional tourist magnet, about $100 will buy you a guided bike ride or a wine tasting or a jewelry-making session.
I think the underlying story of the data is not only have we had incredible growth over the last year, but what it presages or suggests is going to happen. 56% of travelers are millennials. They're looking for real, authentic experiences.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.